Whilst they dined, the tent shook and bellied as the conflict raged outside. Kamani and Mammy carried on eating as though nothing was happening. Cries from the combatants echoed round the dunes as Kamani and his wife passed the pie and poured cordial.
Take that, you old pincushion!
You sweet, till I get me paws on ye!
I say there, chap, steady on! Woof.
Ow! Kick me, would you? We'll try this for size!
Yeah, you great lump, you bit me nose! Take that!
Steady on, chaps! Now stop all this fighting! Ooch!
Skerim staggered into the tent, one eye half closed and rapidly changing colour, his nose looking puffy and swollen. Kamani moved over and made a place for him to sit. The hedgehog chuckled.
So now, me bold beast, how did the story end?
Skerim touched his swollen nose and winced.
The shark ate me, I think. Jolly ungrateful lot, your tribe. I say, that turnover looks rather good.
Kruver licked his lips and grinned happily.
It certainly was, me old messmate. I'm just eating the last slice.
The hare's ears drooped in dejection as he gazed longingly toward the pot.
And the soup?
Mammy picked up a ladle.
"'Tis all gone nearly, but I'll scrape you up a drop from it. Here, take this old crust of bread, sir. 'Tis the last bit. Have you any cordial left for the great shark slayer?
Little Fridolo shook the empty flagon.
None at all, Mammy. But there's a beaker of fresh water over here. Drink that, sir. 'Twill do you good.
As Sagax and Kruver discussed the possibility of the Magooch tribe helping with the repairs to their ship, Skerim could be heard muttering complaints to himself.
Rotten lot, hogging all the scoff while a chap's out there defending his reputation and trying to restore order. I'd sooner face a score of sharks any day. Savage cads, bad-mannered bounders. Hope a blooming great shark comes along and eats them all, what?